When a man asks for a big hug in public, you can tell he's a bit different from the average. And that's what Bernie Goldbach is. I've just sitting here in the kitchen. It's now 8:21 on Thursday morning, the 3rd of January 2012, and I've just heard him reach the end of his morning podcast. Actually, I think he made the podcast yesterday. But the point is, I've been listening to it this morning, and I hear this big American guy, ex-special forces or something. He was certainly in the military, and he's been to places I would have been scared shitless of going into. And he says, "Give me a big hug." And I have no hesitation. This guy deserves a big squeeze. Because he said a great thing, he's actually said, and you have to listen to it in order to get the tone and the inflection, because the words by themselves mean nothing really, but just to listen to him saying, "I failed, but I'm not going to abandon it." And in fact, he didn't, forget my inflection, if I had time, I'd play you his exact words as he said them himself. But just for somebody to say, "I failed, but I'm not going to abandon it. I'm going to keep to my tools, the tools of my trade." And he has adopted four tools, or actually, I suppose, I could faff around saying whether it's four tools or one tool, but let's call the 2x2 that he's adopted. That's a matrix, two along one axis and two things along another axis, so you got four boxes. So whatever it is, he's adopted a method of keeping himself within parameters, calibrating his year. That's it. That's what I call it. He's trying to keep himself on track for the year. And he deserves a big hug for actually calibrating himself on day two of the year, not waiting till the end of January to discover that he's slipping a little bit off track. No, he's right on top of the job. But he's used a great word. He's used the word failure. You see, the thing about failure is that it sometimes, it feels too heavy. It's a bit like a slap in the face or a knee in the balls or, something that hurts. But actually, to be able to say, "I failed, I picked myself up and I went on," that's really what we all need. We need to fail more, actually. We need to fail more. That's my philosophy for 2013. More failures. That is, be brave enough, courageous enough to push the boat out to the point where you actually do fail. Someone once told me that the mark of a good negotiator was somebody who failed to reach an agreement with the other side, because you knew that they had pushed for the last inch of what they were looking for, and the other side walked away for sake of argument. But people who always negotiated successful agreements were people who had settled for less than they might have been able to settle for if they'd pushed fully for it. I don't know if I'm explaining myself very well in putting this out, but I suppose this is a sort of hymn to failure. But it's more the tone of voice with which Bernie Goldbach used the phrase, "I failed, but I'm not going to abandon it." Very inspiring stuff, Bernie, and I really do urge people to listen to this guy. He's certainly keeping on top of himself. Now, there's all sorts of interesting stuff also in Bernie Goldbach's audiobook about dreams and, what bedroom he sleeps in the house and who sleeps there with him. I mean, it's really human stuff, It kind of makes the man, in my language, a snowflake. I mean, there isn't anybody else identical with this particular, ex-Marine or whatever he was, ex-parachutist or Pentagon man that's going to a wedding in, I think it's November, in Arizona. In fact, I felt like going on to Kickstarter and launching a new project, which is Send Bernie's Family to Arizona. I think we could do some micro-funding, basically. I don't think it should be left up to himself, because he certainly, if he carries on producing, audios about his dreams and Chris Brogan appearing in his dreams. I mean, he's going to keep us all so bloody entertained during the year. We ought to pay for it. You know, we ought to. So I think I'd like to, Bernie Goldbach, to set up a PayPal account, especially into which every time I hear an audio by him, and I say, good on you, man, I can simply give him the price of a cup of coffee by paying it into his PayPal account. And during the year, he could, people who listen to him and think he's worth supporting, because he never got to the Dublin Web Summit, you see, and he did an incredible audio boo about why the economics of his institute, of where he works in Ireland, and how the government had taken so much money out of his pocket. And I mean, he actually spoke very real terms about the real economic predicament of people in Ireland. And what Bernie does is actually, he speaks a bit like Walt Whitman of himself, but he speaks for us all. There you are, Bernie. I think you'll understand what, you know, Songs of Experience and Song of Myself by Walt Whitman. I imagine you were brought up on this sort of stuff. I imagine all Americans were brought up on Walt Whitman. Correct me if I'm wrong. But you do deserve certainly hugging. And you're a kind of a tree, a bit of an audio boo tree. And I'm a big tree hugger in my dreams. So there you are. Get you all down to Bernie Goldbach. Lobby him to set up the old PayPal account that we can all have Project send Dylan to the family wedding. Dylan, by the way, is about a year and a half old, and he certainly has to be at the wedding. Whatever about Bernie, who probably has to be there anyway. So let's get behind this man. Anyone who can do an audio about, give me a hug, I had a dream, I have failed and I'm not going to abandon it. Surely they stand out from the crowd and surely they deserve keeping on track. I won't let you fail, Bernie. I won't let you fail this 2x2 stuff that you're doing. And, by the way, do stand by your man, Nick Holloway Vox. He's absolutely right. Just keep on breathing through the challenge. And that'll calibrate you well enough. Anyway, here's to Bernie Goldbach, and here's to the Arizona wedding, and here's to men who meet each other in dreams.